It's a problem nonprofits face after they see donors in the headlines for the wrong reasons. In this case, a University of Arizona foundation received $50,000 from Gratitude America in 2017. The nonprofit supports military veterans and their families affected by brain injuries or combat-related stress. MIT also received $150,000 from Gratitude America. The rub is that the former president of that nonprofit is Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire accused of sex trafficking teenage girls. Harvard had previously received $6.5 million from Epstein and won't be giving it back. So in these circumstances, what's a university or nonprofit to do? Joining us for a few minutes is Mary Feeney, professor and Lincoln Professor of Ethics in Public Affairs at Arizona State University, who's with us from Washington, D.C. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
What are your initial thoughts when it comes to this sort of thing? We have, especially if it happens, let's say a decade or so later, that we find out new information about someone who has donated. What sort of pressure does that put on a nonprofit in terms of what decision they should make next?
Well, so nonprofits, a lot of nonprofits will have policies of how they deal with donations to begin with, right? They might have some set up rules to move forward. But one of the first things to sort of recognize is once a donation's made, the money no longer belongs to the donor. It belongs to the nonprofit. And so the longer the nonprofit has that money, say it's 10 years down the road, it's really difficult to sort of return money. Typically, nonprofits will approach this with the first decision of is the money legal, right? So when the money was found, if it was given to the nonprofit illegally, if it was the result of some sort of embezzlement or tax fraud, there can be a lot of state regulations that then come into effect and require the nonprofit to give the money back. When the case is that the money was acquired legally and given legally, then we get into these moral, ethical grounds where it can be a little grayer for nonprofits to figure out when they should give the money back or not.
Just how much vetting is typically done when it comes to this, especially a donation that may be $6 million, for example?
Well, a donation that large would have a lot more vetting that goes behind it, but also universities, which tend to have foundations, which are processing large gifts over time and acquiring large amounts of money, will have a pretty formal process for how they vet donors. In some of these cases, we're also talking about the difference between a donation from an organization for which a person may, someone like Epstein may belong to, versus an individual donation from an individual person, right? So the vetting would be different in those cases.
In those situations where it's not so much a legal issue but more of a moral, ethical issue, how do those conversations tend to go and what's sort of the decision-making process in terms of what to do about that money?
Well, so there's sort of three things a nonprofit can do. They can keep the money and keep the name of the person on a building or keep the sort of program that the funding was used for, in particular if the funding was earmarked for some particular use like a scholarship fund or naming a building or an endowed chair for a professor in the case of universities. The second option is to just return the money, remove the name, remove the endowment, end the program. These decisions would be made sort of depending on the timing of the money. In some cases, donations are pledged, some donations are ongoing, and some donations they're sort of closed. They happened a long time ago. The money's been spent. The money's gone. And then the third approach that a university, and I think that most organizations would probably take, is this compromised approach, where you may give some of the funding back. You may not give any of the funding back, but you would remove the donor's name from a building or from a program. These compromised situations tend to be sort of complicated decisions that are best handled in a transparent sort of way and would depend a lot on the organization's mission and the stakeholders. Would giving back the money hurt the people that the organization is sort of aiming to help with the funding? Would keeping the money reduce legitimacy and accountability for the organization? Would returning the money sort of be a real visible way of addressing some inequality? And so these compromise situations will balance a lot of these other sort of issues that the nonprofit is dealing with.
And briefly, now we're in a situation that's maybe different for private versus public universities, but as many public universities around the country have gotten less traditional state funding, is there a different kind of pressure that comes to universities now? There's maybe a little bit more of a need for the money, but there still has to be that proper vetting.
Oh, that's a really complicated question. I think, yes, universities are under pressure and they need more money, but I mean, it's true that all nonprofits need funding to achieve their missions and their goals, and they have to balance these sort of demands for the stakeholders and the people they're trying to serve and maybe the victims of the donor, right? And so does keeping the money hurt the mission of the organization? Then it's probably not worth doing. And so while these organizations are challenged to find financial resources, at the same time, They're mission-driven organizations that are trying to embody some set of values to achieve a public outcome, and that has to really be more important than, I think, the race for funds.
All right. That is Mary Feeney, Lincoln Professor of Ethics and Public Affairs at ASU. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.